Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about the value of the Chinese market to U.S. cattle producers in just a moment.
Superior Livestock invites you to check out their next regular video auction coming Thursday, June 1st, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 18,600 head to be offered, 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you want more details about the auction, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
No U.S. beef has officially gone into China since the beginning of 2004, after BSE was discovered in Washington State here in the United States. Now, it looks like the Trump administration has been able to broker a deal with the Chinese to get beef flowing into China once again. By the 16th of July is the date that's been given. And according to Kent Bacchus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the value of the Chinese market is just incredible. And it's grown so much in recent years, the last 4 to 5 years.
China has seen exponential growth in imports in about the last 5 years. There are some numbers that estimate that last year China was importing upwards of $2.5 billion or more in terms of dollars of beef from all of its other sources. But we think there's a lot of unmet demand in the Chinese market, and seeing that exponential growth that we've witnessed over the last few years, we think there's a lot of opportunity that's there. Now, I think that your question was about where will that product come from? Where will that demand come from? Well, we view China as similar to some of the other Asian markets where we've seen tremendous growth in sales of rounds and truck rolls, also things like tongs and offals, things like that don't really sell at a premium here in the U.S. Now, with this opportunity to sell beef into China, we see more competition for those cuts that have been selling very well in Asia, and we could see just the buying power of China is going to hopefully improve the profit margins on those cuts themselves. Quite frankly, there's a lot of unmet demand in China, and we're looking forward to discovering just how high these sales can go.
5 or 6 years ago, the Chinese simply were not importing a lot of beef into their country, but that's changed. They're now a significant player when it comes to the global beef marketplace, importing a lot of tonnage of beef from other countries other than the United States. Craig Uden of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the deal that the Trump administration has been able to cut with the Chinese government hopefully gives us access into this growing hunk of the global marketplace for beef.
China's representing 12% of the world's global export business for beef, and that was like a 0.5% 5 years ago, so there's a huge opportunity there.
In dollars and cents, fully open, U.S. Meat Export Federation says the Chinese market could be worth $2.6 billion to U.S. cattle producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.